AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. While House and Ways and Means Committee Chair Paul Ryan decides if he wants to be the next Speaker of the House, there are signs from some hardline members of the Republican Party they would consider him if he runs. This is South Carolina Republican Mick Mulvaney.
We're looking for more of a process and principles than we are a person, but Paul certainly has a lot of respect across the Republicans in the House, and I think he could be a good Speaker.
He was on CBS's Face the Nation. Paul Ryan has said he is not interested in becoming Speaker. Iran's judiciary says there is a verdict in the case of Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian. He has been detained in Iran for more than a year on espionage allegations. The AP's Adam Schreck reports it's not clear yet what the verdict is.
What the judicial officials said was that the verdict can be appealed within 20 days, but he said he didn't know if the verdict had in fact been given to Jason Rezaian or to his lawyer.
The executive editor of the Washington Post calls the announcement from Iran vague and puzzling. Passengers on Southwest Airlines are getting handwritten tickets today at the airport. It has delayed about 250 flights. Southwest is dealing what it calls technical issues. The airline is telling passengers to get to the airport at least 2 hours before their scheduled departure. Protests are being held today in Paris and in Ankara, Turkey. The protests are over yesterday's deadly bombings in Ankara. The Ankara protest was over the decision by the government to prevent pro-Kurdish politicians and other mourners from holding a memorial for victims of the bombing. At least 95 people were killed. The Turkish government says Kurdish rebels or Islamic State militants are likely responsible for the bombing yesterday, while the mourners in Ankara are accusing the president of Turkey of fomenting violence to gain votes for his ruling party. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow is Columbus Day, and more cities are recognizing Native Americans this year. In Portland, Oregon, Albuquerque, New Mexico, St. Paul, Minnesota, and elsewhere, tomorrow is Indigenous People Day. Native American activist Nick Estes says Christopher Columbus should not be honored with a holiday.
What he represents is the legacy of genocide and the colonization of Indigenous peoples, and to celebrate Columbus is to celebrate genocide.
Columbus Day supporters say the holiday celebrates centuries of cultural exchange between America and Europe. Steven Tyler wants Donald Trump to stop playing one of his songs. Dream on, dream on, dream on. Trump's presidential campaign has been playing the Aerosmith song Dream On during appearances. Steven Tyler's lawyer sent a cease and desist letter saying Trump doesn't have permission to use Dream On or any other Tyler songs. No comment from the Trump campaign. Steven Tyler is a registered Republican. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.